Next patient was Patricia Meyer, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, date of birth is 8-20-58, date of visit is 5-1-25. Next paragraph. Can you please make for a copy for Timothy Quinn? Timothy, P-I-M-O-T-H-Y, Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N. Next paragraph. Dear Timothy, thank you for sending Patricia Meyer for primary evaluation. Next, next paragraph is present illness. This is a 66-year-old lady who had a history for COVID-19 infection in October of 24, has had a persistent cough since then, associated with wheezing and chest tightness. The patient states she can't catch her breath and she feels congested and experienced some wheezing as well. She does not bring up much sputum. She does have a history of coronary artery disease and atrial fibrillation and hypertension. The patient denies leg swelling or calf muscle pains and has no fevers or chills and nights. With next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension, history of previous marker Lenfart, and history of diabetes mellitus, obesity, and hyperlipidemia. She has had a history for sleep apnea. Surgery includes tonsillectomy and a hysterectomy. History of left ankle fracture with repair. History of COVID-19 infection in October of 24. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies smoking. Alcohol use minimal. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a stroke and aneurysm. And father died of old age. Next paragraph, living assistance. The patient denies fatigue or fever, no double vision or glaucoma. He has no vertigo or hoarseness. She has urinary frequency, dysuria, no hay fever. She has no chest or jaw pain. Denies any coughing spells. She has heartburn. No diarrhea or constipation. Denies easy bruising. She has palpitations and some leg swelling. And no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising, she has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches, no seizures, she has no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Included Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, metformin, metformin 500 milligrams BID, lovastatin 20 milligrams HS, valsartan 160 milligrams daily, and sotalol 80 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. Allergies to IVP dye, shellfish, latex. Next paragraph. Habits the patient the patient has no now a history of smoking, and alcohol is moderate. Next, system of the patient has fatigue and no weight loss. No cataracts, glaucoma. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has wheezing, cough, and shortness of breath. She has heartburn. She has joint pains, muscle aches, and headaches, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly white female is a little pale, no acute distress. H-E-N-D, numbs, phallic pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Heart, the arteries are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, normal reflexes, there are no gross motor action. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions, nothing. Next, we have impression number one. Chronic bronchitis and reactive airway disease. Number two is diabetes mellitus. And number four is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient. We'll get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IG level, and also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And advise to come in for a follow-up approximately 5 weeks, orally if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for can you please add in the final diagnosis, chronic bronchitis and reactive airways. Next, number two is diabetes mellitus, number three, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. And number four is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, patient will use BiPAP at night, 12 by 6 centimeter with the 5 to 28%. Nebulized dual solution added TID and PRN. And budesonide nebs 0.5 milligrams PID. If she's clinically stable, the patient will continue with physical therapy and chest x ray be done next month. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Miller, thank you, Stock. This is a